Bloomberg Intelligence, valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
And good morning, Bloomberg Intelligence, brought to you by CIT. From transportation to healthcare to manufacturing, CIT offers commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services for small and middle market businesses. Learn more at CIT.com. Put knowledge to work. And first off, we need to clear up some confused times for Janet Yellen's remarks this morning in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Here is the only time you need to know about that. She will be speaking today at 10 a.m. Wall Street time. That is 8 a.m. Mountain Time, 10 a.m. Wall Street time. And Yelena Shelyateva is senior U.S. economist for Bloomberg Intelligence. She joins us here at Bloomberg World Headquarters this morning to help us preview Yellen's appearance.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you. So today we have seen bets on a September rate hike jumping from 0 to 32%. What's your best guess about why the market would feel that way?
Well, I think the market is really anticipating that Janet Yellen will continue to talk about tightening this year. We heard quite a lot from her colleagues earlier in the weeks before that. We heard from her vice chair, Stanley Fischer, over the weekend, and it was a bit of a hawkish speech. Basically, they're trying to persuade the markets that they will continue tightening this year, albeit it might not be as early as September. We at Bloomberg Intelligence expect rate hike at the December meeting.
And given that, would you expect that what Yellen has to say today is going to be very finely tuned, or will she try to kind of leave it fuzzy?
I think she's going to be very vague in a sense. She will clearly not say that the September meeting is off the table, but she will kind of vaguely probably suggest that it's not. She will clearly say it's data dependent. That's their favorite one. And basically, she will be the message, the general message will be that the tightening this year is still on the table. The title of the speech and the title of the whole conference is a little bit more forward looking, medium to longer term. She's going to talk about monetary policy toolkit and designing resilient monetary policy frameworks for the future. So that suggests that she's going to talk a little bit more about the medium term prospects for monetary policy. And that's going to be a tough task to persuade the markets that they will continue tightening more than just one hike a year. She will try to persuade the markets that they will go faster than just 25 basis points of tightening in future years.
Do you see anything in the economic fundamentals that calls for this tightening, this kind of urgency that some of these Fed officials have been talking about?
It's not urgent, but going forward, we are approaching full employment if we have already not done so. So we will see signs of wage pressures. And if the Phillips curve is still working, that's going to happen, at the end of this year, next year at some point. So we will have to see a little bit more of inflation, and that will push the Fed's hand.
And that can happen very fast in terms of wage inflation.
I don't think it's that urgent or it's going to happen really fast. But the trick here is to anticipate what's going to happen. Fed policy has to be preemptive, and they have to move before something happens, so that they need to forecast it actually right now and just talk about it.
You really do get the impression that it's tricky. Yelena Shelyateva is senior U.S. economist for Bloomberg Intelligence. And Bloomberg Intelligence provides unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market and government factors that impact business. Our terminal customers can access this function at BIGO. Yelena, thanks very much for joining us.